I think one of the most beautiful things about Stan Lee, the creator of the Marvel Universe, essentially, is that he went from a guy who that was imagining these superheroes, you know, these people, these icons, you know, these people are a symbol of what's right in society, you know, what the morals, the fabric of what to do that's good. He was just imagining these heroes fighting crime and being a beacon of hope for all of us. Essentially, just imagine these comic books. Imagine them acting out their lives, acting out their journeys and everything. And just writing this down in his room and just creating these heroes and heroes. But you knew back then in the 60s, 70s, when he was really going hard on these magazines, that he could have never imagined the craziness of seeing a Marvel Infinity War on the big screen. Like, you're talking about a compilation of everything he's ever worked on, all these different projects, all these different IPs, these entities, all on one screen, sharing this time. Like, every hero he sees must be a different memory of a different meeting of a different day at work, and all of your work summarized in this nice little neat package for the world to see that everyone just marvels over. It must be so amazing. And of course that we lost him at the age of 95, and he's lived this just terrific life. So we're really celebrating his death and his amazing accomplishments that he's gone through. I think the thing that we can obviously learn about Stan Lee is that the work that we put in today literally can take us places that we could never imagine years from now, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. We can't even imagine, like, building up a Twitch and making this online personality and this persona realistically can take you places that you literally could not imagine you could have gone. Hi, this is at Fly Stewie here, and you're listening to the Top Twitch and Fortnite Tips podcast. Leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, because that, my friends, is how this podcast grows. So when it comes to your daily work and the daily things that you do, you should always be kind of analyzing yourself and analyzing what you're doing and what other people in the community are doing, and really seeing what is the most effective way to grow. You know, 40 years of doing the most effective things for your Twitch stream. Of course, there's nothing but up when it comes to your Twitch stream's progress, right? You know, you're noticing how posting on Instagram is really making your thing grow. Well, do more of that. You're noticing how other people are doing it on Twitter. Well, you know, maybe find out what that's about, or maybe that's something that you want to add. I think the thing that I'm super fascinated about recently is just Twitter. I've been dominating Instagram. Like, my Instagram's grown to 10K in 4 months, and I've been getting really great responses. However, Instagram is such a visual platform. You know, you need great pictures, great memes, and everything of that nature. And of course, you know, I'm doing great on Instagram. However, I'm seeing people on Twitter use it super effectively. Matter of fact, I think at this moment that the platform most used, if you're a Twitch streamer, is probably Twitter. And a lot of people are doing phenomenal networking on it, phenomenal ways of meeting and interacting with people in the community with it. Because, of course, you don't need a huge profile to really just be a person or a human being and talk to other people, right? So there's great advantages of Twitter. So I'm going to kind of outline my Twitter growth strategy, and I want to share it with you guys and let you guys kind of know what I'm thinking, what's going through my mind, how I'm planning to attack Twitter and stuff like that. As you can see, like, if you've ever seen me on Twitter, it's, you know, twitter.com/flystewie or flystewie on Twitter, whatever. You'll notice that, you know, I do have a lot of followers. I have like 10K followers. However, those followers aren't in my niche. And what I mean by that is I repurposed my Twitter countless many of times. Before it was just my personal Twitter. Before it was all about joke accounts, like I was just making jokes on there. After that, it was all about fitness. Then I was just making fitness stuff on there. Then after that, it was about investing. It was all about investing stuff on there. And now it's on Twitch, right? And what happens is when every time I repurpose my Twitter is that the existing followers seeing my tweets, right? They're seeing all these stuff I'm posting and stuff. They don't care about Fortnite. They have no interest in my Fortnite content, right? So I would say about like maybe, I'd say even like 8K or 10, 9K of those guys are just old followers from existing things I've done. And now I'm just piling on the Fortnite stuff. So maybe around 2K of my new followers or a couple hundreds of my new people are from Fortnite, right? So building up my influence in the Fortnite experience, even though I have all these followers, they're not actual followers in my thing. So I'm not getting the engagement I want from these followers. So now I have to basically use and approach this account as I'm on ground zero, right? Building a niche following on Twitter. So I'm going to read a bunch of stuff that I've kind of written down. Eventually I'll post this to Reddit or I'll post this to some other platform. And hopefully this will kind of, just my thinking about how I'm going to approach it will help you guys and maybe open you guys up to some ideas, or you can share, you know, ideas. Feel free to tweet me. I know it's Flies to be at Twitter if you guys, you know, have any great ideas yourselves. So I guess I'll start off with Twitter and the things that I really like about Twitter. So I'll just read essentially what I have. So Twitter, the biggest pro is when you answer at mentions on Twitter, your whole timeline can see it. This means simply engaging with your audience gives your profile a chance of virality. So what I mean by this is like, when you go on Myth, if he posts something, or if you go on Ninja, he posts something, you can instantly see all the mentions he has down below. And the more engaged a mention is, the more it kind of floats up to the top. You know, the more engagement, you'll see more retweets and stuff. So simply by, like, you know, replying to big streamers or big celebrities or whatever, or big accounts, you're incentivized to do this because when you do, one of your comments could go viral just by doing that, right? I saw this guy, he had maybe like 200 followers, not a big following, but he said something about Dr. Lupo being a real savage on Twitter lately, got like 55 retweets, which is an insane amount of virality for, you know, an account that's basically, you know, a beginning account. Like, he's not a big Twitch streamer, right? So that's kind of a big pro, the chance of virality. On Instagram, there's not really a chance of virality as a smaller person. Maybe one of your posts gets 70 likes instead of 30, but you're not necessarily a viral, it's not necessarily a viral post, right? So I'm going to list out things that I'm going to do to build my Twitter. So I'm going to post every day using a Buffer app to schedule posts. This helps me schedule memes. I'll use some sort of following ritual I'll do where I'll start, you know, really following and engaging with the people who are followers of Ninja or Daequan or one of the top Twitch streamers. Why? Because that's my niche. I know that I need to start interacting more with people in the Fortnite world, so I need to build that up. The purpose is just to really create an initial connection, and it's not necessarily to sell my Twitch. Like, I'm not following these people initially to just say, yo, follow me on Twitch. It's to really get in the platform and be like, yo, I'm a Twitch streamer. You're on Twitch. Tell me about your Twitch. I want to know about your Twitch streams. Like, how do you find it? What kind of things are fascinating to you? So also another one is I'm going to use a Bit.ly link in my bio. That's going to link to my Twitch, my YouTube, all those things. Bit.ly allows you to track track how much people have clicked your links. And then Linktree allows you to see, use multiple links in your bio, right? E is reply to recent posts of big streamers. Okay, I've went over this. This lets you get more exposure. F is make sure my Twitter handle and profile is Twitch specific. And even better would be my niche to game or game varieties I'm playing. More specific, my account can be, the more targeted of followers I can build. So this is things really important, right? So what I'm saying here is you need to create a niche account. What I mean by niche is if your name is John, don't make John Stewart at Twitter or whatever. Don't make that your ad handle. Make it John Fortnite Destroyer. Make that your Fortnite title. Or whatever your Epic name is, make that your Twitter name and make that your Instagram name. Make that your Twitch name. Like, you should have one unanimous kind of name. That way, if someone sees you on Twitch and they want to know what your Twitter is, they can just type in your handle, right? Something super simple. And that way, you're building one brand up at the same time, right? And when they once they click your handle, once they click your name, they should know exactly what your account's about. So if you're a Fortnite player, they click on your Twitter, then they'll see, of course, just straight Fortnite gameplay, right? Or Fortnite memes, right? It should be very apparent what your account's about when they come in your bio and everything. Should all know about that. One thing you can do is turn on post notifications for popular streamers. That way you can be one of the first people to really comment on their comments. You know, the first comments of comments are usually the ones that have the highest ability of being the most popular. So this is something very simple that you can do to really get your channel out there. And of course, the last one is you can post anytime you're live. Once you start building up a following on Twitter, being able to post anytime you're live on Twitter will really help your stream get out there and really help people to find your stream, of course. So these are kind of the different ideas and things that I'm thinking about on Twitter. I'm just looking and reacting to what happens when I, of course, you know, like a bunch of posts. What happens when I retweet a bunch of people's posts? What happens when I make a list of all people who are streamers and just really start interacting with the same kind of people over again? Will that encourage people to retweet my stuff or like my stuff or get me on Twitch? One thing that I always do is, you know, when people follow me, I say, yo, appreciate the follow. Thank you for the follow. Those type of things, right? And I'm just seeing kind of, you know, getting used to seeing, you know, how this is, how everything is here. So I'm going to keep continuing to use Twitter, and, you know, I'll tell you 2 months about or a month from now how that new progress is going on Twitter. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this. This has been your humble host at FlyStu on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. Feel free to leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and that, my friends, Flight Crew, is how we grow from those 5-star reviews. This has been the Top Twitch and Fortnite Tips podcast, and we, Flight Crew, have to take off.